会。
We're going to start our prayer section.
我们的祷告必须要超越祈求的这种祷告。
Our prayer should go beyond just asking.
我们常常觉得有需要祈求，所以我们祷告。
We pray because there's a need. There's a request.
所以我们常常在觉得没有需要的时候，我们就很难很深入的去祈祷。
When there's no request, we feel that it's very difficult for us to make a very profound prayer.
在雅歌里面描写新郎跟新娘的爱。
In the Song of Solomon, the author described the love between the bride and the groom.
其实这是在描写神跟人之间的爱。
It is actually describing the love between God and man.
因为爱的吸引，所以我们很想要靠近神。
Due to the attraction of God's love, we want to draw near Him.
我们先看这段圣经，然后我们再来祷告。
Let's refer to this verse before we start to pray.
雅歌的第一章。
Song of Solomon, the Song of Solomon, chapter 1.
雅歌的第一章。
The Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1.
所罗门的歌是歌中的歌。
The song of songs which Solomon.
圣经称作天上的神叫做万王之王。
The God in heaven is called the King of Kings.
世界上有很多的王。
There are a lot of kings on this earth.
那其中有很多很伟大的。
There are great kings.
做了很多的事情。
They have done a lot of things.
但是有一个王是在这些王的上面。
But there's one that is a king of kings.
那他就是天上的神。
Who is God in heaven?
那这里说歌中的歌。
It says in verse 1, the song of songs.
世界上有很多的歌。
There are a lot of songs on this earth.
非常的优美，很感动的。
They're beautiful and touching songs.
真的是很有天赋的人所写的。
They were composed by the talented composers.
几百年、几千年都被人所朗诵。
For several hundred years, even for thousands of years, they are still sung by the people.
但是这些歌大部分是在歌颂人间的爱情。
But many of these songs are romantic or love songs.
或者歌颂人生的一些事情。
Or to sing about, or to describe the early business.
所罗门的歌是歌中的歌。
But the Song of Solomon is the Song of Songs.
在很多世界上最优美的歌里面，这个是最上等的。超越这个世界一切的歌。
Among all the songs on this earth, and this is the Song of Songs.
因为这个歌是在描写神跟人之间的爱。
Because the Song of Solomon describing the love between God and man.
第二节说
，Verse two，
愿他用口与我亲嘴，因为你的爱情比酒更美。
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine.
亲嘴。是男女之间一个很亲密的动作。
Kissing is a very effective action between husband and wife.
这是一个人从感觉到爱到进入爱以后想要的一种接触。
And this is the body contact of a husband and wife when they have very profound love.
在这里来感受到彼此之间的一种亲密。
And they can sense to the profound love of each other.
那这个新娘她希望新郎用口与她亲嘴。
So the bride expects the groom to kiss her.
那个新娘就是指着每一个教会的信徒。
The bride refers to every believer in the church.
那个新郎就是天上的神。
The groom is God in heaven.
因为我们没有办法命令神做什么。
We cannot order God to do anything for us.
他是神。
He is God.
他随自己的意思行事。
He do according to his will.
所以我们只能够用愿意的方式，用心愿，愿他与我们亲近。
What we can try to have is different wishes.
愿天上的神与我们相亲。
May the Lord be with us.
愿他进到我们中间。
May the Lord abide in us.
跟我们合一
to be with us together
为什么
to unite with us why
为什么我们这么向往神跟我们亲近
why we are so desire for the Lord to abide with us.
因为你的爱情比酒更美。
For your love is better than wine.
莎士比亚写很多爱情的故事。
Shakespeare wrote a lot of romantic stories.
这是一个很伟大的一个文学作家。
He is one of the popular famous authors.
但是这里说你的爱就是神的爱情。
For your love, which is the love of God.
这个宇宙间最伟大的爱。
Which is the greatest love, on earth.
主耶稣说，我若被举起来，我就要吸引万人来归我。
Jesus Christ, one mentioned that if I'm lifted up, a lot of people will come for me.
这么多人被主所吸引。
A lot of people, so many people are attracted by the Lord.
就是被他的爱所吸引。
They are attracted by and inspired by His love.
不是被勉强的。
And they are not forced to do that.
是被吸引的。
They were attracted and inspired by the love of Christ.
主耶稣说，他如果被举起来，他要吸引我们。
So if the Lord is lifted up, He will attract us.
举起来就是钉十字架。
In other words, when the Lord is crucified on the cross.
所以人世间最感动人的爱是主耶稣被钉在十字架。
And many of them will be moved and touched by His love, which is the greatest love between heaven and earth.
不晓得让多少人流了眼泪。
And many people shed tears for the Lord.
这个爱不晓得吸引了多少人来跟从他的脚中心。
And the Lord's love attracts so many people to follow His footsteps.
不晓得感动了多少人从恨变成爱。
And the love of Christ turned a lot of people from hatred to love.
保罗说，这个爱是超过我们所能够测度的。
And the love of Christ is beyond our imagination, is beyond our measurement.
因为这个爱已经进入灵界里面了。
Because this love actually is from God, is so spiritual.
那灵界是一种奥秘。
The spiritual world, is a mystery.
所以我们对神的爱永远没有办法完全的了解。
We can never truly understand and perceive the love of God.
一直到我们到天国面对面见到他，我们才会完全了解。
Until we meet with the Lord face to face in heaven, then we'll be able to understand the love of God.
但是随着我们灵性越来越好，我们对神的爱会感受越来越深。
When our spirituality is uplifted, we will be able to sense to the love of God more.
我记得这个林凤来长老在Bowen Park 灵会讲过一篇证道。
During the spiritual convocation, Elder 凤来林 gave a sermon.
那一次证道完过了不久，他就 stroke， 他就没有办法再讲道。
And after the sermon, he suffered from stroke and couldn't deliver the sermon anymore.
他在讲天父的爱。
And in his sermon, he mentioned about
天父的爱。
He mentioned about the love of our Heavenly Father.
他说他那一天晚上在准备这个题目，整晚没有睡觉。
He told us that when he was preparing this sermon, he didn't sleep for the whole night.
不是他坐在那个桌子上一直在翻圣经。
It was not because he was turning to the Bible for the entire, throughout the entire night.
是他准备完这张圣经以后，他倒下去睡不着觉。
And after he prepared this sermon, he couldn't sleep.
天父的爱太大。
He was so inspired and impressed and touched by the love of Father.
所以他躺在床上一直被感动，没有办法睡觉。
He was in bed, he was so moved and touched by the love of Father, and he couldn't have any sleep.
我们常常对神的爱的感受就是找不到事情了，他帮我们找事，病了帮我们医治。
A lot of time when we sense the love of God, was because something happened to us, he found a job for us, he healed our sickness.
其实这是最简单的爱。
But this kind of sensitivity to love is very, very minimal. It's very, too simple.
神的爱有更深奥的。
The love of Christ is so profound.
如果我们了解我们的身份有多尊贵。
If we can understand our status,
我们就知道神有多爱我们。
And we realize how much love we receive from him.
因为我们原来是罪人。
We were sinners at one time.
我们是不配的。
We are entitled to receive His love.
因为他的爱。
It is because of His love.
我们成为他的儿女。
We become His children.
如果我们知道我们的盼望。
If we know our hope.
我们就知道神给我们的爱。
And we can realize to the love of God.
我们活得越久，你会越觉得世界是虚空的。
The longer we live, the more we sense to the vanity of this world.
在年轻的时候，我们觉得世界很可爱。
When a person was young, he thought that he felt that the world was so lovely.
但是经历越久，越发现这个是空的。
But when he was growing older, he would sense that the world was indeed a vanity.
在我们觉悟虚空之后，忽然间我们发现神很爱我们。
When we realized how vanity the world was, we suddenly realized that how much love we receive from him.
因为我们有一个盼望。
Because we have a hope.
主若显现，我们要像他。
If God appears to him, we will be like him.
肉体一天一天朽坏。
And our body will begin to retard daily.
毫无荣耀可言。
There's nothing for us to boast of.
好像一部机器越来越坏。
Just like an engine is growing older and older.
有一天要完全不会动。
And it will stop moving anymore.
但是主若显现，我们要跟他一样。
If God appears to us, we will be like him.
我们要改变成为灵体。
Our body will be converted to spiritual form.
发出神的荣光。
And we'll be able to emit the glorious light.
这是极大的恩典。
It is the greatest blessing.
这是神的爱。
It is the love of God.
我们要得见他的真体。
We will be able to see God himself.
世界上最快乐的是什么呢？
What is the happiest thing on this earth?
很多最快乐的事情，你再多停留一点就没有了。
And the more happiest on this earth will not last forever.
那里面也是空的。
It is vanity.
我们将来要见到神的本体。
When we are going to face the Lord one of these days,
我们现在对他的认识好像对着镜子在看。
It seems like we know him. It seems like we know God just like looking at the mirror.
古代的镜子是用铜做的。
The ancient mirror was made by bronze.
看起来是模模糊糊。
You will not be able to see the clean image.
将来我们要亲眼看到他。
But later on, we're going to face him, to see him face to face.
我们就要全然认识他。
And we'll know him.
我们要看到那爱我们的主。
We'll be able to see the Lord who loves us.
为我们死的那位主。
And the Lord who died for us on the cross.
我们要看到我们一生所爱的这个主。
And we're going to see the Lord who loves us throughout our entire life.
他坐在天上荣华的宝座里面。
And he sat on the throne in heaven.
他的光带给人生命。
His light will give, brings life to man.
他的光带给人喜乐。
His light brings joy to man.
他的光带给人荣耀。
His light brings glory to man.
千万的天使在他的周围歌颂他。
And hundreds of thousands of angels were singing and praising him.
天使是没有犯罪的。
Angels are sinless.
所以他能够在神的周围歌颂赞美他。
So they will be able to praise the Lord in front of him.
但是我们配得在神的宝座面前见到他。
We are also worthy to stand in front of the Lord facing him.
我们是犯罪的人。
We were sinners at one time.
我们能够看到他，就是因为他爱我。
Yet we will be able to face him, it is because he loves us.
所以神的爱是超过我们所能够测度的。
So the love of the Lord is beyond our measurement and understanding.
因为他所经历的苦难要带我们那永远的荣耀，这是不能够了解。
He went through the suffering and the tribulation and bring us the eternal blessing.
所以神的爱比爱情比酒更美。
Therefore, the Bible says that the love of God is better than wine.
不要醉酒，酒能够使人放荡。
We shouldn't get drunk.Because we can lose control.
为什么这么多人喜欢喝酒？
Why a lot of people like to drink wine?
因为酒会暂时解消你的忧愁。
Because wine will temporarily numb your nerve and try to release you.
但是酒喝多了，人会醉酒，会放荡。
But when the person drinks too much drink, they will get drunk and have misbehavior.
可以指着世界的娱乐。
The wine can refer to the secular entertainment.
娱乐多了，人的心会世俗化。
When a person has a lot of secular entertainment or amusement, and he will become so secular.
人的心会放荡。
And a person will indulge.
那为什么人会很想要娱乐？没有娱乐活不下去。
Why men like amusement or entertainment? Otherwise, they will not be able to survive.
因为我们心中没有神的爱。
The reason is that they have no God's love in their heart.
我们心是空的。
His heart is empty.
所以我们需要世界的酒来进到我们里面。
Therefore, they want the worldly or the secular wine to enter into their heart.
所罗门说：“你的爱情比酒更美。”
But Solomon says that for your love is better than wine.
主的爱比世界的娱乐更有吸引力。
God's love has more attraction. It's more attractive.Than the worry or the secular amusement.
如果我们每一天没有娱乐，我们没有办法过。
A man cannot survive if without any amusement or entertainment.
那我们更应该感受，我没有神的爱，我没有办法满足。
But as a Christian believer, we should be able to sense that if without God's love, we cannot survive.
所以一个人如果感受神的爱，就会被神的爱所吸引，超过世界的娱乐。
If a person can sense the love of God, he will be attracted by God's love.
所以一个人渴望亲近神，就是因为神很爱我，主啊，我愿意亲近你。
If a person has a strong desire to draw near God because he's impressed and inspired by the love of God.
好像一个太太知道丈夫的爱，很希望丈夫能够亲近她。
If a wife can sense to the love of her husband and she wants him to draw near her.
在那个爱里面得到一种真正的满足。
And she'll be so content in her husband's love.
第三节。
Verse 3.
你的膏油馨香。这里说你的膏油馨香。
Because of the fragrance of the good ointments.
膏油是从橄榄榨出来的。
The good, ointment was crushed from olives.
当橄榄榨出的油那个渣就没有用丢在外面了。
When the olive was crushed to oil, the residues was useless.
所以这个膏油就是橄榄的精华。
Therefore, the ointment was the essence of olive,
这是香的,
of olive oil.
这是香的。
Bible says that it has the fragrance.
主耶稣经历过客西马尼园。
Jesus Christ went through the suffering in Garden Gethsemane.
这个客西马尼就好像榨橄榄的这个的这个那个榨橄榄的东西一样。
The process in the Garden Gethsemane is just like the process of being crushed.
我们在客西马尼园看到主耶稣的本质是香的，是美的。
So in Garden Gethsemane, we can see the nature of Jesus Christ is full of aroma, of fragrance.
十字架这是一个苦杯。
He knew that the cross is a bitter cup.
他是不需要经历这个苦杯的。
He doesn't have to go through, and he doesn't have to drink up this bitter cup.
因为他没有罪。
He is blameless,
但是他怜悯人的罪。
But he has mercy on man.
所以他求神让他力量来喝这个苦杯。
So he asked the Lord to give him the power so he'll be able to drink up this bitter cup.
完全没有自我。
Jesus Christ denied himself.
完全的牺牲。
He has a total and complete sacrifice.
完全的奉献。
He completely dedicated himself.
为着世界的人的得救。
For the remission of sins, for the salvation of man on earth.
所以主耶稣的本质是馨香的。
So the nature of Jesus Christ is full of fragrance.
我们仔细查考耶稣的一言一行。
If we try to study closer about the words and deeds of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们都会深深的被他吸引。
And we will be attracted by him.
世界上怎么有这种人呢？
How come there's such a person like that on earth?
他有天上荣华的宝座，他成为人。
And he sat on the throne in heaven, yet he came to this world as man.
他成为仆人来服侍人。
He served like a servant.
他成为罪人来为人舍命。
And he acted like a sinner, to redeem our sins.
如果人世间再有一个人。
If there is a person
是这样,
like that on this earth.
这个人已经大家所吸引的。
And he will also attract, you attracted the others.
所以这里说你的膏油馨香。
That's the reason why verse 3 says that because of the fragrance of your good ointment.
神的本质是香的。
The nature of God is full of fragrance.
一切的美善恩赐，一切的众善赏赐都是从他来的。
And all the blessings, and all the gifts, and everything is from him.
那下面说你的名如同倒出来的香膏，所以众童女都是爱你。
Your name is ointment poured forth, therefore the virgins love you.
为什么我们会爱神？
Why do we have to love God?
当然，我们得到很多物质今生的好处。
Of course, we receive a lot of physical blessings from him.
但是更进一步的。
Moreover,
我们爱神，因为神本身是值得爱的。
We love God because we should love him. We have to love him.
神的本质是美善的。
Because the nature of God is good.
人的本性就是有一个爱美的天性。
Because man's love good things.
就有一个爱真的天性。
The man's love things true.
就有一个爱善的天性。
A man loves things good.
那最真最善最美的就是神本身。
Because God is righteous, God is good, and God's beautiful.
众童女爱神，这是理所当然的。
Therefore, it's very natural the virgins love him.
因为神里面的真善美，世界是没有的。
Because the righteousness, the good and the kindness of the Lord cannot be found on earth.
那下面说，你的名如同倒出来的香膏。
The Bible also says that your name is ointment poured forth.
我们看诗篇一百十三篇。
Let's refer to the scroll of Psalm.
诗篇一百十三篇。
113,
第一节。
Verse 1.
你们要赞美神啊，神的仆人啊，你们要赞美，赞美神的名。这里说我们要赞美神的名，重复四次。
Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord.
第二节。
Verse 2.
神的名是应当称颂的。
Bless the name, be the name of the Lord.
是应该被人称颂的。
Man should praise the name of the Lord.
从今时直到永远。
From this time forth and forevermore.
从无穷尽的过去到无穷尽的未来，神的名是应该被称赞的。
And from before, the name of the Lord should be praised.
第三节。
Verse 3.
从日出之地到日落之处。
From the rising of the sun to its going down.
就是东到西世界的每一个角落，神的名是应当称颂的。
The Lord's name should be praised in every corner on this earth.
神的名就是耶稣啊。
The name of Lord God is Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣的名应该是人世间每一个世代每一个角落所应该称颂的名。
The Lord Jesus Christ's name should be praised by every nation.
为什么？
Why?
第四节。
Verse 4.
说他超乎万民之上。
The Lord is high above all nations.
世界上有一超强大国。
There is a superpower country on this earth.
超强大国有他的总统。
The superpower country has its president.
是非常的荣耀。
It's very glory.
但是神的名超乎万民之上。
But the Bible says that the Lord is high above all nations.
他的荣耀超过诸天。
And his glory above the heavens.
所以神的荣耀没有办法比较。
It is incomparable to the glory of God.
他的名是美的。
And his name is beautiful.
因为他的杰作是伟大的。
Because he has done a great job.
贝多芬的名是美的。
Beethoven's name is so beautiful.
因为他的杰作。
It is because of his works.
梵谷的名是美的。
Van Gogh's name is also beautiful.
因为他在画画的名是伟大的。
Because he is a famous artist.
人在世界上有一点作为，名就是美的。
When a person has some positive deeds on this earth, and his name will be glorified.
最大的作为就是宇宙的存在。
And of course, the greatest the deed is the existence of universe.
诸天述说神的荣耀。
The heaven and earth praise the names of God.
全山从山宣扬他的手段。
And the mountains also describe the works of God.
所以神的名是美的。
The name of God is beautiful.
因为他的作为太伟大了。
It is because the greatest deed.He ever done.
我们再看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
谁像我们的神呢？
Who is like the Lord of God?
他坐在至高之处。
Who dwells on high?
至高之处。
He dwells on high.
如果有人问。
If somebody else asks a question.
如果有神，那神又是谁造的呢？
And if there's a God, and who created God?
这个问题就有本身有问题。
And this is also a debatable question.
因为神不是被造的。
God was not created.
他坐在至高之处。
And his glory, he sits, he dwells on high.
再上去没有了。
There's nobody higher than him.
人地位一高，名就没了。
When a person has a high position, and his name will be glorified.
大家争相要他签名。
His name will be uplifted, He's even asked for autograph.
所以人一出名之后，这个名可以赚好多钱。
If a person has become popular, and he can even make a lot of money from his title or from his name.
但是最高的地方是神。
But God dwells on highest.
再上去没有了。
There's nobody else higher than God.
所以神的美是名是美的。
Therefore, the name of God is so beautiful.
因为他的作为是荣耀的。
Because his deeds are so glorious.
因为他的地位是崇高的。
He has the highest position.
因为神这个名。
It's because of his name.
所以我们众童女都爱他。
Therefore, all virgins love him.
我每一个信徒都爱他。
In other words, every believer loves God.
雅各第一章第四节。
The Song of Solomon chapter 1 verse 4.
说愿你吸引我，我就快跑跟随你。
Lead me away.
我们会跟从主是因为他在吸引我们。
The reason why we want to follow God is because of his attraction.
所以信仰不是被勉强的。
So faith cannot be forced.
如果被勉强是很辛苦很痛苦的。
If we believe in God by force, it will be very painful.
信仰就是因为你被吸引。
The reasons why we believe in God is attracted by him.
为什么被神吸引？
Why we are attracted by God?
他的爱情比酒更美。
The reason is that because his love It's better than wine.
它的本质像香膏。
And he, his nature is like the fragrance.
它的名是美的。
And his name is ointment powerful.
因为这个样子，我渴慕神。
Due to these reasons, we desire for God.
我被他吸引。
And we are attracted by him.
我要靠近他。
We want to draw near him.
我要跟随他。
We want to follow him.
因为这三个原因。
For these three reasons.
好，那下面说。
And continuously, the Bible said.
说王带我进入内室。
We run after you. The God has, the King has brought me into his chambers.
我们要进，我们必要欢喜快乐。
We'll be glad and rejoice in you.
新郎新娘结婚进入内室享受爱情。
Because after the newlywed couple will enter the chambers to enjoy.
所以我们跟神到最后，我们想要亲近他，就是要享受他里面的爱。
We want to draw near God, is to enjoy His love.
祷告就是在亲近神。
Prayer is to draw near God.
所以有时候祷告不是说我们在求什么。
In our prayer, sometimes we don't have to request anything from Him.
只是我们觉得神是美的。
Because God is beautiful.
我们被神所吸引。
We are attracted by Him.
我们很喜欢靠近神。
We want to draw near Him.
所以我们跪下来向他祷告。
So when we kneel down to pray,
向他感谢。
We give thanks to Him.
向他赞美。
We praise Him.
求神亲近我。
We ask the Lord to draw near us.
求神让我能够亲近他。
We also ask God, to allow us to draw near Him.
求神让我的心能够把世界都撇弃在外。
We ask the Lord, to give us the strength so we can put aside all the secular things.
让我的心能够把心门关起来，使主跟我在我心门的最深处在那里灵交。
So in the inner part of our heart, we can communicate with the Lord, and we can be isolated from all the secular things.
在那个地方，在爱里面的水乳交融。
And we truly communicate with the Lord.
从那里来得到满足。
Then our will be satisfied.
所以雅各啊，原来就是教导我们人亲近神，不是为什么目的的。
There's reasons why the Song of Solomon tried to teach us that when we try to draw near God, not for any reasons.
因为亲近神本身就是一种享受。
To draw near God, is a way, to enjoy.
就是一种喜乐。
To rejoice.
也因为这个原因。
And because of these reasons,
我们都愿意亲近神。
We all want to draw near God.
所以我们现在要一起来祷告。
Now we're going to pray together.
让我们在心的里面试着来感谢神、赞美神。
In our inner heart, we'll try to give thanks to the Lord and we'll praise Him.
用我们的心来去亲近神。
And we use our heart to draw near Him.
在里面得到喜乐、得到满足。
And in the Lord, we truly rejoice and also be satisfied.
所以我们现在一起来祷
告。Now we're going to pray together.
凡是要求圣灵的，我们不要客气，到前面来。
Anyone would like to pray with the Holy Spirit, may come forward.
有什么特别的祈求，我们到前面来。
Of course, if there's any request, you may come forward.
我们请教会圣职人员帮我们祷告。
We ask the ordained ministers, to lay hand on you.